My name is Jason Nardi. I am from Italy, and I am part of the Italian Network of Solidarity Economy, and here also to represent RIPES, which is the Intercontinental Network for the Promotion of Solidarity and Social Economy.
Okay, how is the situation in Italia with social economy?
Well, social and solidarity economy in Italy are, of course, in a difficult situation because the crisis is a general crisis. So this has implications and impact also on the activities in the social economy. But solidarity economy, which is more the initiative of the citizens and of critical consumers, in Italy at least, is instead growing very, very fast. And by growing, I mean multiplying in different cities where new initiatives come up every day. RIPES is mainly a coordination of the networks of networks. So it's, if you want, a third level of coordination. It's trying to bring together the different groups, enterprises, initiatives that share the common vision of an economy that is based on practice, on relocalization, on real labor rights, on a real vision of an ecological economy, etc., to discuss and exchange together and to work transnationally at the same time as they work at their local level. So that's mainly the idea. But solidarity economy is very different from country to country, even from town to town. So it's the common values that glue this network together.
Social or solidarity economy mostly is very local. So which European perspective you can see?
Well, it is very local, but it's not closed on the local. It is, we live in a globalized environment, and the exchanges at the global level are very good. They help the diffusion of ideas, of practices, and the feeling of being part of a global movement. So that's why networks like RIPES are important, because they help give a sense to what you're doing locally in a global context. The RIPES in Europe was just born last year in September. So it's still taking a shape, forming, etc.
But RIPES itself is quite old.
It's 15 years old, but it's...
How happened this? You forgot Europe.
No. Europe was there, but mainly with a Francophone basis. Now it's becoming more and more clear that we have to have a real European dimension, which means also Eastern Europe, which means also the contact with Northern Africa and Mediterranean in general, which means real solidarity economy with Greece, for instance, and with our friends in Morocco and Egypt and in other countries. So the dimension, the geographic dimension, is mainly a space to help the connections to take place. But the links already exist. What we're doing is trying to connect the different networks together. So it's not just local or regional networks, it's another level.
What about knowledge transfer and different jurisdictions?
Knowledge transfer, some of the members of RIPES have been doing up to now, for instance, Pacte Local or Urgency, which are cross-sectoral networks or sectoral networks, for instance, for community-supported agriculture. They have been promoting exchanges between local groups of farmers or of consumers and to go and see how things are being done in another place, and to learn from each other. Peer learning, that's the idea. We're also thinking that it would be useful to collect all the literature and all the experiences, the description of the best practices of what is happening. So this is of course a big effort, because it's in Europe we have so many languages, as many countries, even more, and also different levels in which solidarity economy is developing. So it will happen with time. There's a website. It's ripeseu.net, and we're trying to make it one of the reference points. One of.
So if you have many contacts to different initiatives across Europe, what would you say is the biggest difference, and what have they all in common?
What they have all in common is, I think, the fact that we're finally thinking of a transformative economy, not just a sector of the economy, not just relocalizing and thinking about oneself. It's really putting the accent on the solidarity aspect. So this is what is in common. Then the values and the criteria might be different from place to place, from the traditions that exist. But this is not a problem. If we are able to really share and exchange and confront each other, then these differences will not be the weakness, they will be the strength of the movement.
What is your vision for the next 5 years for Europe?
Well, I think that Europe is in a deep, deep political democratic crisis, not just a financial or debt crisis. And this will affect everybody. We, as citizens, first of all, and then as active groups who are trying to think of a different way of being community and of exchanging and of making the economy work, have a role in trying to be creative and demonstrating that the solutions already exist and that they just need the space to develop. If you continue to give the big budgets and the big money and the big incentives and to the big business and to the big banks, then in a sense you're closing this space. If you allow this space instead to be open, there will be a spontaneous creation of new initiatives, new jobs, and things will solve themselves. So it's a matter of changing the way the states and the politics at the European level have been giving our money, our taxes, to the big private sector instead of back to the citizens.
Do you have any advice for the maybe small and maybe sometimes not so small initiatives existing already?
Link and share, and don't be competitive. Be co-competitive. cooperate and complete each other. That's the way, the only way we could really change the economy.